Thanks for tuning in. This is Johnny Thunders. Thanks for downloading Pogo City Radio. Opening up this show with Johnny Thunders coming off the So Alone album with London Boys, one of my favorites. Now, sadly, coming up on the anniversary of Johnny Thunders' death. That's April 23rd, today, 4/21, Easter Sunday. So, happy Easter and all that. But yeah, so also that Johnny Thunders movie coming out March 24th. I'm looking forward to that. I've been watching the trailer over and over again. I can't wait to pirate that shit on like Free Cinema and watch it for free on my TV the day it comes out, because I'm sorry, but that's totally what I'm gonna do. But since we're talking about Thunders and the anniversary of his death in New Orleans going down in Room 37 coming up, let's start off this show with a twofer and another one of my favorites. Here's Subway Train coming off the same album.
I
Johnny Thunders, Subway Train, coming off So Alone, originally recorded by The Dolls with Thunders and David Johansen on vocals, but I like that version better. I like the leads. I like everything. Awesome, awesome album, awesome person. Can't wait till that movie comes out. And let's keep this show moving right along. Next weekend, going to be in Connecticut, Anarchy at Scottish Dave's with the Lost Riots and White Trash. Hope to see you guys there. Here's Mike Blanks and the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol with the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol band with the first track off the first album, Not Gonna Let 'Em.
Bye.
Also, like I said, catch Mike Blanks and the Stabs next weekend, New Haven, Connecticut, Anarchy at Scottish Dave's. Now, also, you guys can go over to Spotify, and if you go there now, all the Stabs album, it's only been up there for like 2 weeks, and it's got less than 1,000 plays. Let's make that shit change. Go over to Spotify and type in S-D-A-B-S, click on Rude Girl Jess's Big Old Titties, and hear the album. But yeah, go to Mike Blanks and the Stabs, Spotify. Also, there's a clickable link in the body of the show on your screen right now if you're listening on Podbean or something like that. Now, also, you'll notice a bunch of URL links in there, a bunch of gibberish. That's for if you're on iTunes, because they don't make the body of the show clickable, so you guys can cut and paste those URLs and find some awesome shit that we got promoting some different shows, some different bands, some stuff for the Blanks, the Diamond Dogs, the Stabs. Plenty of awesome stuff. So click all the links on there. Check out the Instagrams. You guys can find Pogo City at Pogo City Radio. You can find Diamond Dogs at Diamond Dogs _US. The Pogo Instagram is pretty much the Stabs Instagram. Also, you guys can always catch everybody on Facebook, facebook.com/PogoCityRadio, facebook.com/TheSDABS, and I'm pretty sure the Diamond Dogs is facebook.com/DiamondDogsUS, but either way, the link is in the description of the show. Also, we got a crazy live show going on June 22nd at the Jacksonian, Blank 77, the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band, Despise New Jersey, Parasitics, and Anti-Citizen. $15 at the door. It's going to be one hell of a party. Cheap drinks as fuck at the Jacksonian. It's like $2.50 for like the rum and cokes and Red Bulls and vodka and shit like that. It's fucking awesome. It's normally a members-only club, but when we're there, it's open to the public, and you get to take advantage of those members-only drink prices. Why don't we stick with New Jersey? Started off the show with Johnny Thunders and New York, went over to the Stabs into Jersey. We'll stick with Jersey, coming off the album, four bands from New Jersey that will change everything. Here's the Hudson Falcons, A Number Without a Name. The Outsiders, with A Number Without a Name. Hudson Falcons up next.
I'm
Outsiders. Featuring Gabe from the Oi Scouts, let's stick with the same album, move over to a Hudson Falcons track with Working Class War. Pogo City Radio, bitches.
Some officers in the Hudson enemy have to fight debit the profits from our sweat. We gotta show them that we ain't dead yet. Fight for the people. We gotta fight for the cause. Fight to the death. It's a working class war. Oi, oi, oi! They act like they're doing us a favor. All they do is pit us against the neighbors. They say, shut them all, we'll give them your job. We gotta show them we're the working class mob. Fight for the people. We gotta fight for the cause. Fight to the death. It's a working class war. Oi, oi! United we stand, divided we fall. The justice for one hurts us all. Work on our lives to ensure their prosperity. People, we go hungry and can't enjoy life. I wanna live around and just survive. Fight for the people. We gotta fight for the cause. Fight to the death. It's a working class war. Oi, oi, oi. Fight for the people. We gotta fight for the cause. Fight to the death. It's a working class war. Oi, oi, oi. Fight for the people. We gotta fight for the cause. Death. It's a working class war.
Hudson Falcons, coming off the album Four Bands from New Jersey, That Will Change Everything. We're going to get to two more tracks from that album. I'm going to play one from each band. The next band we got up is a band the Stabs opened for last month or something like that, talking about head wounds. So we're going to get to them next. Here is 1998. All right, that was Head Wound right there. As I said earlier, Stabs opened for them. I believe it was May something, March something. May hasn't happened yet. We're still in April. But speaking of future dates for the Stabs, working out some fall dates right now. You guys should hit us up before we're all booked up. Right now, working on some shows in Baltimore, Connecticut, and Virginia. So also Jersey. So, yeah, if you guys want to get the Stabs booked up this fall, possibly this summer, you got to hit me up. Hit me up on the Pogo page. You can hit me up on the Stabs page. You can hit me up anywhere on the internet. Pretty much any one of those things. If you're talking to anybody, you're talking to me most likely. So hit me up. And, yeah, let's get some shit booked up. You guys can hit us up for our list of demands. So there you go, our list of demands. They aren't that big, really. So come hit us up. Let's make some shows happen. Definitely looking for September and October, maybe a couple things in the summer. But, yeah, like I said already, booking up dates for Baltimore, Connecticut, and wherever the fuck else I said, Virginia. So get us while we're available. And also get those goddamn Stab shirts while they're available. If you're not going to be at one of the shows, you can hit me up on any one of the platforms. You can also go to the Bandcamp. There's a Bandcamp store. Just hit me up. I got plenty of different stickers, photos of the bands, photos of chicks, pins, shirts, DVDs, sunglasses. You got to hit us up. And by the way, when I say DVDs, I mean the Pogo in the Pit movie put out by 4D Kids Production. Joe and Anna, they're, you know, filming a lot of shows and shit like that. Put out a movie with some interviews. Bands like the Blanks, Who Killed Spiky Jacket, The Virus, The Pogo Crew's in there, a bunch of live shows. It's a lot of fun. So you guys can pick that up from me anywhere and at any one of the shows. But that's enough of all that. Why don't we head out to Belgium for our first international Pogo of the day. I cannot find the track I want. Here's The Kids with Fascist Cops. All right, we're going to get to one for LCJ, the 45 Adapters with Patriots, Not Fools. That was The Kids just before this from Belgium. 45 Adapters.
patriots and not fools, no matter who wins. We lose, we're patriots and not fools. The political parties are the rich man's tools. Patriots and not fools, no matter who wins. We lose.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
All right, that was 45 adapters for LCJ. Up next, we're going to get to a New York band who you guys can catch at Fuck You, We Rule this year. Johnny Cray and the Krays with Invincible. That was the Krays. Let's keep going with lower class brats. If I could only talk. Here's Start the Night.
I may have f***ed up here.
Well, I just spent 8 hours in hell just to attempt to pay my bills, and I can't seem to take it anymore. My feet hurt, my back feels bent just to attempt to pay my rent, but they'll never drag me to the floor. Oh.
tell my boss to kiss my ass. I'm middle finger from the working class. I tell him that I demand a raise. We've all been down that road before for 5 an hour. You're right, but the day is done. Now let's go out and play.
And the rest of the Brats coming off Rather Be Hated Than Ignored. Punkcore Records right there. Now, that was something, you know, when I was in high school, I was all about punkcore records and I was all about Charged records. So let's get to a Charged release. I'm talking about Monster Squad, Strength Through Pain. First track, Till the End. Next up, Pogo City Radio. Monster Squad right there. Now, I was able to catch that band quite a few times, actually, but the very first time was on the Punks Unite tour, Punks Unite 3. It was the Casualties, Lower Class Brats, and Monster Squad touring, you know, the whole fucking country. I caught them at the Cricket Club in Irvington, New Jersey, of course. It was a blast. So we've already played the first two bands, and let's get to the band who was the headliner, the Casualties, of course. Now, I'm going to play one of the older tracks. Now, a couple significant things. Now, this is coming off the second released 7-inch, A Fucking Way of Life. So, of course, this is George on vocals, Jorge, if you will. And this would be the first released album with one singer. It would also be the first released album with Jake, who is now the longest tenured member of the Casualties. So this was the first release he was on, the first one with one singer. And now the albums before this would be 40 Ounce Casualty and one that was never released, Drinking Is Our Way of Life. But you can get all these tracks on the early years CD that Punkcore Records put out. So we're gonna get to the last one on A Fucking Way of Life, one that was my first ever ringtone, when you could make cell phones, when they had recorders on them and you used to have like Snake, you could play Snake on them and shit like that, like Nokia cell phones and shit. They had a recorder on it and I had this on vinyl and I played it and I held my phone up to the speaker and recorded it and made it a ringtone, and it's the Casualties, Fuck You All. By the Casualties, coming off A Fucking Way of Life. Now, we've been on for about 40 minutes. Let's see how long I want to take this one. We're going to work in a few more tracks. How about we go stick with New York? Let's stick with New York and do Shut Your Fucking Mouth, The Press, up next. We'll be right back. That was The Press right there, and that little sound clip.
I am rock and roll.
Of course, famously from Airheads, Brendan Fraser, when he's going on his little rant about the corporate music scene and how they don't know how it is to be to drive 6 hours and play for 15 minutes in front of the other bands and their girlfriends, and he is rock and roll.
I am rock and roll.
So yeah, of course, in that movie, I actually watched it yesterday. I watch that movie all the time. It was my favorite movie as a kid. That and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. But
pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
There you go. All my favorite movies right there on the soundboard. But Airheads, for whatever reason, the song The Lone Rangers play is Reagan Youth's Degenerated, and it's like an 80s hair metal version of it, and it's pretty awesome. We're going to play the original, of course, coming off a collection of pop classics. Here's Reagan Youth with Degenerated.
This big dad, I wanna see my boy. Anybody see my boy?
Yo. Hey, yo. My goddamn daughter's missing too. Yeah. What the fuck happened?
Big dad coming out.
Yo, man, he cut out with that D and that chick.
My boy. Oh,
my he cut out with the D and the chick, man.
Give me another beer.
John doing on a Tuesday night. John can't read, John can't write. Johnny just don't understand. Johnny don't care about this world as long as he can fuck his girl and prove that he's a man. Johnny wastes days eating love. He
I'm a young Johnny.
I am rock and roll.
All right, some Reagan Youth for you right there. Now, I think up next, I want to hear some of the Showcase Showdown. And I think we're going to get out of here with these next two songs, probably. We're going to do the Showcase Showdown first, and then we will do Blank 77 last. Now, why are we playing those two tracks together? Trivia question. Trivia, anyone, anyone, anyone? Because of the split they did. Now, what split was it that they did? Drunk at the Karaoke Bar. Now, see, I searched high and low when I was a young teenager for all the Blank 77 records, and like by my count there was like 22 of them, all right, like singles and splits and 5 inches, 7s 10s 12s, you name it, right? So not including the demos, that's what I came up to. And the only ones at one point I didn't have were the Blank's Forklift split and the Blank's Quincy Punk split, and I also didn't have the split with the Showcase Showdown, Drunk at the Karaoke Bar. So one day, I'm at Double Decker. Years had gone by. I've been, you know, getting my Blanks collection together for fucking like 3 years now. And I come across the Showcase Showdown, and I'm like, oh, this is awesome. It's the split. And I always love cover songs, and there's all these cool cover songs on it, like Born in the USA and Sonny and Cher and shit like that. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be awesome. And I go home, and I throw it on my turntable, and it is literally these drunken motherfuckers at the bar singing fucking karaoke. They are singing karaoke at a bar, and I hunted for this record high and low for years, found it, and did not know it was actual karaoke. So there you go. We're going to get to the Showcase Showdown with Duty Free up next. All right, that was the Showcase Showdown right now. We're going to do a twofer from them and a twofer from Blanks. But while that song was playing, it made me think of that whole Julian Assange thing. Julian Assange from WikiLeaks got arrested. Did you guys hear about that? And they kicked him out of the fucking embassy because he was like hacking their government from it. So yeah, so I wonder what you guys think about that. Are you on the like journalism, like he's got the right and the people should know everything side, or are you on the fucking like, you know, he's breaking the law side? I see both ends of the spectrum, of course, but I'm definitely on the freedom of speech journalism side. But either way, that boy's about to go to jail. and he already is, actually. So this one's for Julian, and here's the Showcase Showdown with Let's Go to Jail.
In my home, dragon bracelet on my leg, them are never leaving me alone. Why have I got out here with all this liberty? So put me on the inside and I'll get a lot of free. Let's go up the river, let's go off to jail, let's go to the big house, let's go to jail. Give me a life sentence, no getting off with good behavior. Friends, fun times, I'm not afraid of the chain gang. You won't need to guard me, cause I'm no defiant one. So throw away the key, and throw it on the mail to the penitentiary. Let's go up the river, let's go off to jail, let's go to the big house, let's go to jail.
That was the Showcase Showdown. We're gonna have to get out of here with this next set of tracks. Leaving with some Blank 77, Party Train, followed up by Suburbia. Thanks for downloading, everybody.
All aboard!
All right, we're going to be getting out of here with this next one. Remember, hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/PogoCityRadio, facebook.com/TheSDABS. See you guys next weekend in Connecticut, Anarchy at Scottish Wolf's Pub. And also remember to catch us June 22nd with Blank 77, Nazareth Jacksonian. Here's Suburbia.